These are the top stories of the week for CharismaNews.com. Have Hollywood's satanic rituals been exposed? Now, for years, people have wondered if the Bohemian Grove and the secret society that met there is real. And if it is, what happens and what's the initiation ceremonies? Well, this week has brought a lot of focus to this because of on the Joe Rogan podcast, he featured Kid Rock, who exposed some very interesting stories that pointed to the secret society. Also, boxer Ryan Garcia shared his experience, and it did not seem like it was a pleasant one for him. Now, also, the Oscars were earlier this week on Sunday night, and with John Cena coming out on stage wearing nothing but an envelope, that seems to be rising the question, was this part of a humiliation initiation ceremony, part of the practice that is believed to be a part of this group? For more information about this, go to the link in the description for the full story. Also, coming in at number four, Dallas Jenkins, the creator of The Chosen, reveals some bad news about season four. Now, season four had been in the theaters and had been seen by many, many people over the last month or two. And now, according to Dallas, there's a few hiccups getting the content to the streaming platforms based on some things that have transpired. He shared this information in a roughly 16-minute family chat, as it was called, and he explained the reasons of what's going on, including the costs and the upcoming plans of the shows. But the previous path, he says, was not sustainable. Also, they are facing some legal challenges as well. So keep them in prayer because we all want to be seeing season four in our homes as well. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, so I'm looking forward to an opportunity to see that. And number three, this is a fascinating testimony from the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the United States Senate, Senator Katie Britt. She shares a story to CBN News about a time where a tornado ravaged their house and destroyed the area and actually took the lives of some 64 people, I believe is what it said. But her children actually experienced a miracle where they could see Jesus with them in the midst of the storm. And so she tells this amazing, amazing, heartwarming story. And it's definitely worth a read and definitely worth watching that clip as well. And our second most popular article, Prophetic End Time Echoes of Ancient Springs. Now, this article will definitely be something that you need to read twice because there is a lot in this, but it's explaining about the signs in the skies and signs in the seasons as well. Now, especially because just about a month, we have the eclipse that is coming across the United States. All eyes are looking up and not just to the signs in the skies, but also to the Lord, because our redemption is drawing near. So pay attention to this article and read what it says about the ancient springs. And on our top article this week, Mike Bickle is unfit to lead any ministry, says eight Christian leaders. And those leaders say that he should no longer be involved in ministry. These eight voices: Dr. Michael Brown, Jack Deere, Dan Jester, Patricia King, Joseph Matera, Sam Storms, Michael Sullivan, and Terry Sullivan, write in their document that he is unfit for ministry and that IHOP KC, the International House of Prayer Kansas City, has lost credibility in the eyes of many. They say that since this process has dragged on for so long, we can wait no longer and feel a sacred responsibility to make this unequivocal joint statement. Now, there's a lot of things to take in from this, but they do share, there's six specific areas that they have reviewed. And then there's also 5 points that they want to address as well, including the fact that they are deeply grieved by those who have presented their testimonies, that they were manipulated and sexually abused by Bickle. And also they do say that he is unfit to lead a ministry. Third, they say that there is cult-like tendencies there and that a lack of formal structure or accountability. And it's not just pertaining to Mike, which is very interesting. Fourth, there's a lack of accountability in structures in that church and independent charismatic church world. So they want to bring some accountability and leadership to that. With this whole situation, it is important for us to be in prayer, because we don't know exactly what has happened, but we do know that people were hurt. We do know that these leaders are saying this very strongly. And we as the body of Christ need to pray for everybody that has been affected by this. This is a very sad thing. And we need to continue to stand for righteousness, and we need to speak the truth. And so keep everybody involved in this in prayer, the victims, people trying to figure things out. And yes, even Mike Bickle, that he would totally repent, and he would do what he needs to do, not to be restored to ministry, but to restore to a right place with God, because that is the most important thing. With all this being said, these top stories are things that you want to keep a lookout for, and go to charismanews.com for breaking news from a spiritual perspective. God bless you.